WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. A new wildfire in Southern California has prompted mandatory evacuation orders. The Hughes Fire is burning near Castaic, northwest of Los Angeles.
Pretty scary, and I'm not going to take the risk. I'm going.
Strong wind gusts are fanning the flames.
I was in a meeting, and within 10 minutes, it went to from like 500 to like 3,000 acres, so it went quick.
Fires now burn more than 5,000 acres at 0% contained. There's a new CBS News poll on the fires and the rebuilding efforts, as correspondent Matt Piper reports.
There's widespread support nationwide for providing federal relief and disaster funds to help Los Angeles fight and recover from the wildfires. 86% think Congress should authorize such relief. When it comes to party, 95% of Democrats say yes, Congress should help. 85% of independents think so, while 79% of Republicans do.
Southern California may finally get some rain this weekend, but that could trigger mudslides. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The temporary TikTok shutdown led to a violent response with a 19-year-old Menasha man now charged with arson. Caden Stakowitz was charged this week with arson and other offenses for allegedly setting fire to Representative Glenn Grothman's Fond du Lac office. Prosecutors alleged that the suspect poured gasoline around the building and lit it up. Governor Tony Evers is set to propose a $300 million investment in school mental health resources. He'll make the news during his State of the State address tonight. The proposal aligns with Jill Underley's budget request. The head of the DPI and the governor are aiming to expand mental health services and support students across Wisconsin. We'll have coverage of the address tonight right here on 540 WAUK. While the governor is speaking in Madison tonight, a movie about the Packers debuts in Brookfield. The Wisconsin-inspired film Green and Gold, starring Craig T. Nelson, is set to premiere nationwide January 31st. However, there's a special showing tonight at the Marcus Majestic. The movie tells the story of a struggling farmer who bets everything on the 1993 Green Bay Packers. Wisconsin is joining a lawsuit challenging one of President Trump's many new executive orders, specifically the one that deals with what's called birthright citizenship. Savannah Tomei Olson has more.
President Donald Trump signed a flurry of executive orders on his first day in office, many of them focused on immigration. One of them says the federal government will no longer consider kids born on American soil citizens if their parents are here illegally. That order stands contrary to the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which was ratified in 1868 after the Civil War. It says all people born or naturalized in the U.S. are citizens. Now 20 states are filing a lawsuit in U.S. District Court in Massachusetts.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Bucks game called off due to weather. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks game tonight against the Pelicans has been called off due to the winter weather in New Orleans. The city hit in some areas with up to a foot of snow, making travel for fans in Louisiana treacherous. So the Bucks are returning to Milwaukee. They'll host the Miami Heat at 6:30 tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. And the NBA says the game against the Pelicans will be rescheduled at a later date. College basketball. Badgers returning after losing at UCLA 85-83. Marquette with an easy win over Seton Hall, 76-59. NFL, the Chicago Bears introducing their new head coach, Ben Johnson, who has been the offensive coordinator of the Lions the past three seasons.
I've got tremendous amount of respect for the coaches and the players in this league. Dan Campbell, Kevin O'Connell, you're talking about two guys that are up for Coach of the Year awards. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
That's the Bears' new head coach, Ben Johnson, with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder. High only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Currently it's 17 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina,
can you
tell us what you really think?
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Seems everywhere in the state, housing has just gotten so expensive. Our current president ran on promises to help the middle class, and I'd like to know what he's going to do about the housing shortages. I went through the executive orders. I read through the speech transcript a couple of times. Nothing he really said or did in the first couple days has anything to do with helping the middle class.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipwitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you so much for listening, hanging out with us. You can be a part, 855-752-4842. My co-host for the day, jazzed as hell, Matt Rothschild, joining me. You might know him formerly from the Progressive over at Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, a frequent civic media contributor and friend of ours. Matt, thanks for joining me, man.
Oh, it's always fun to be on here. Crazy week, crazy time.
Kind of feel like I've been yelling a lot, Matt.
No, I love it. I mean, that was something to yell about. Us giving a Nazi salute and then a weatherman, this poor woman in Milwaukee getting fired because she objected to the Nazi salute on her own Instagram page. I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man. That's what I'm saying. You know, I do. We got to move on, but a couple of callers are here, and they probably want to address this. And everyone gets a chance. We'll give everyone a chance. So, folks, be patient. We are going to get to some of the executive orders the president has issued, specifically the one to what? Get rid of birthright citizenship. And, of course, my question is, well, if by executive order, number one, is the act of him signing an executive order to do such a thing, which you cannot do, I view it as knowingly unconstitutional, that's bad. But how would you react if, I don't know, like Obama putting out an executive order to, I don't know, get rid of the Second Amendment? Hmm. Or would Donald Trump have, if this works for him, maybe he can, you know, do some sort of executive order to get rid of that free press thing? I'm just saying that if we go
where
down
that
road, well, there is no line. We're creating the line every day. But before we get to that, let's wrap up our conversation. If you did miss in the first hour, reporting the Journal Sentinel, Daniel Bice, Mary Spicuzza, a local 31-year-old weatherman, Sam Cuffell, she's a female, she criticized on her personal Instagram page Elon Musk for giving the Nazi salute. And she's been subsequently fired. I'm assuming that's the reason she was fired. And I take objection to that, and lots of folks have lots of things to say about it. So let's give a couple more their opportunity on this topic, then we'll move along. Let's go to Dan from Green Bay. You are next. Welcome, Dan. What do you got?
Yeah, I don't – actually, I apologize. I'm in a drive-thru right now, so hold on a second.
Okay, we'll go back to you, Dan. Get your fries. We'll go to CJ. You are next. Welcome, CJ. What do you got?
Well, thanks for taking my call, Dom. Matt, Jess, you know, this is going to be a long 4 years for you folks. And you know what? You can at least be honest with your listeners, because if you watch the video of it, he mouths what he mouths, and it's stated what he says. He says, "My heart goes out to you."
Yep. Saw it, and heard it, didn't matter. Still a Nazi salute.
Thanks to you,
for the future of civilization
yeah.
is assured.
Hey, yeah, gotcha. It doesn't matter. The guy did the Nazi salute, CJ.
His part.
Listen. Yeah, we understand it. Now, I saw it. I heard it. I saw it in context. I watched it multiple times. I saw him do it twice. Got it all. What's your point?
Read his lips. What does he say?
What does he do?
Come on, man. Hang on. Now, CJ, look, I got to heard it. And you quoted it, so you don't need to quote it again. My objection is with the Nazi salute. So, what is you? Are you defending the Nazi salute? What would you call it?
It is not a Nazi.
What would you call it?
He puts his.
What would you call it? Okay, CJ, if you see 10 guys like that walking down the street, all dressed the same, and they do that, what would you call it?
You guys are going to have a long.
Well, we are, CJ, but when people in Germany who lived under Nazi rule recognize that this was a Nazi salute and say it's totally unambiguous, doesn't that make you want to reconsider your interpretation of what you just saw?
It's what he said. It's what he said. Listen, there's been lots of things said prior to the Nazi salute, and none of them, in my humble opinion, matter. Because what is this?
You don't have to say Heil Hitler when you do it to make it a Nazi salute.
No, you don't.
One more caller on this. Dan, did you get your fries? And now they're warm. Welcome back. No? Dan? No?
Oh, no, Dan. Come on, Dan. Wanted to hear.
Hey, man, Dan, try again tomorrow. We are going to move along. You're listening to the Dom Salvi Show. Co-host Matt Rothschild got Just PS on the board. A programming note for today. It's the state of the state. Governor Tony Evers from the great state of Wisconsin will be doing that tonight. And Civic Media is on the case. Special coverage starting shortly after 7 p.m. hosted by our own Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer. Stick around. You want to hear it. I mean, those cats will make it interesting. Love me some Tony, but he's not the most dynamic speaker. But he knows, man, it's about getting things done. The coverage starts at, pardon me, a little bit after 7 p.m. today right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Should we go? Okay, one more time. Dan, are you there? And welcome. What do you got?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you're up. Welcome.
Okay, so anyway, it seems that you don't understand that Elon Musk is an Asperger's person.
Yes, I understand he's on the spectrum. Yep, got it.
Yeah, so they have an ability, as it is, to have unusual hand movements, a lot of other things. I raised one. Okay?
Sure, yes.
So for you to automatically assume that he was doing the Nazi symbol.
I didn't automatically assume it, Dan. I came to that conclusion based on the history, the life, the acts, and what Elon Musk has said and done. He has supported far right government organizations in Germany most recently. Dan, the German newspaper has come out and said a Hitler salute is a Hitler salute. So it's not just me, man. There's lots of things you can go into and say, wow, maybe this guy really believes that kind of thing. So I'm not going to write it off. And here's the difference, Dan. And I know he's on hold right now, but let me get your opinion on this. This is my objection. You see how the far right, the white nationalists are exuberant about this. You see, folks like me are just disgusted by it, right? If there was any concern.
Unfortunately, we just lost Dan because he didn't play by FCC
rules.
Oh,
come on, Dan. If there was some concern by Elon Musk that we are somehow misinterpreting his act, don't you think? I would, Dan. Wouldn't you? Jess would. Matt would. I want to speak for you, but I think you would. If we gave the impression that was what our actions were, we would apologize and correct the record. Right?
Yeah, duh.
That's all. I mean, so you got lots of things besides, you know, the guys on the spectrum. That's not why he did it, not in my humble opinion. And that's not an excuse, even if that were to be the case. Come on, man. He did it twice. Back to back, you can talk about what he said. We can talk about the history of the man. We can talk about who he's supported, things he's said, and the influence that he's having in right-wing areas, man. So Appreciate the call next time, man. Try to keep it FCC. I want to have these conversations, but you can't be all... Listen, if you're going to be non-FCC, then I want to be non-FCC. Now we're not going to get anything done.
No, then you all get your mics cut. Right. Come on, man.
Come on, man. We're going to jump into some sound. The Reverend Marion Edgar Buddy, she dressed down the president to his face with her sermon, her eulogy, what do you call it? I don't know what the terminology is.
Sermon.
She was speaking to the masses.
There you go.
And she. We're going to get into that, I think, in the next segment. But Matt, the executive order Donald Trump put out to rescind essentially the 14th Amendment. There's a piece in The Nation. What's his name? Ellie Mistel. A great piece, a long piece. We'll put it in the show notes. Breaking down every line, every paragraph, every word of it, and telling us, informing us why it's wrong, bigoted, unconstitutional. But Matt, the bigger picture: if a president can just willy nilly think they can throw out an executive order to reinterpret or undo certain constitutional amendments, where does that stop?
Yeah, I mean, you don't amend the U.S. Constitution by issuing an executive order. I mean, there are specific ways to amend the Constitution. You got to get it passed by 2/3 of the Senate, 2/3 of the House, and then pass 3/4 of the states. That's how you amend the Constitution, not by issuing an executive order. And let's be clear what the 14th Amendment, Section 1 says. All persons born or naturalized, that's all persons, born or naturalized in the United States and subject to the jurisdiction thereof are citizens of the United States and of the state wherein they reside. So, there's no way. Well, I shouldn't say no way, given the opposition of the U.S. Supreme Court. But I doubt that even this right-wing U.S. Supreme Court will agree with Trump on this one. And so I'm glad that our own Attorney General, Josh Call, has joined other state attorney generals who are taking him to court for this effort to overturn the 14th Amendment with his pen.
Knowing, and he's got to know. He know that an executive order cannot do what he intends to do.
Does he know that?
Well, sure. I mean, perhaps they just start trying to get the ball rolling, right? I mean, isn't that what this comes down to? They just want to, they know it's going to get challenged. They think they're maybe get some friendly courts and maybe they'll reinterpret how it's been interpreted for couple hundred years.
You mean literally, like just the words that are there? It's not ambiguous.
It's the comma, right? like think about, you know how the Second Amendment and the right to bear arms and the militia and all that stuff, right? That is more open to interpretation, in my humble opinion, than the 14th Amendment is. And you don't see, the Republicans, how they would react, how Megan would react if Obama came in and said, by executive order, I'm redoing, we're reinterpreting, reimagining what the Second Amendment means. They would lose their minds. But when it's on something that they think, again, that they think they want, they think they want.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't care. I mean, he doesn't care, ultimately what the determination is going to be in the U.S. Supreme Court, because he's going to lay this down and continue his racist attacks against undocumented people and people who immigrate to the United States from south of the border. That's his goal, to feed his racist base to adhere to his racist ideology. I mean, this guy does have an ideology. He hates people of color. He's not crazy about women who are independent and strong either.
But he does.
He's an ultra-nationalist. Those are fascist characteristics.
And he loves money. He loves the money. So while we're talking about this, what's the meme coin up to today? And how many people, how many governments and unsavory actors are funding, paying the man directly? God, I hope the AG Pam Bondi will dig into that. I mean, the guy pardoned the Silk Road drug dealer guy today. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. Come on, man. What did that cost? Folks, come back with us. The so-called bishop, as Trump put it, was very critical to his face. Or was she just being spiritual? We'll play you some of that. Come back with me, Matt, and Jess. Not to put too fine a bond on it. Say I'm the only being your bonnet. Make a little birdhouse in your soul.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. On Monday, January 20th, Donald Trump returned to office, sworn in as the 47th President of the United States. Right out of the gate, he took a number of actions on his top issue, immigration. Perhaps the most troubling of these is one aiming to end birthright citizenship in America. An immigration attorney I talked to told me, "We're going to sit through a lot of BS over the course of the next weeks, months, and years, but this is the big one." My take? This action from the Trump administration is despicable, unconstitutional, and fundamentally anti-American. The day after the order was issued, Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call joined a coalition of 20 states challenging this action in court. This legal battle will be a tremendously important one for all of us to follow.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Your new choice. Real news. Great conversation. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Thank you for listening. 855-752-4842. We'll never say May Day. Thank you. Just got Matt Rothschild with me today as well. Matt, the Reverend Miriam Edgar Buddy, the National Prayer. Marion. My bad. I'm just going to call her Buddy. There's a lot of words to describe her, and I'm not a fan of the whole religious thing, but what I am a fan of whatever strength people, whatever they draw upon to do the right thing, I'm down. And Buddy did it. And we're going to play a little bit of it. And Matt and Jess, you guys brought this to my attention. This stuff is really good. We didn't get to it yesterday. I'm glad we didn't, because we can get a little bit deeper into it today. What she said caused this reaction. Let's start with the reaction.
Yeah, sure.
From Trump on the Truthy socials. Quote, "The so-called bishop who spoke at the National Prayer Service on Tuesday morning was a radical left hardline Trump hater." You thought she had some her own adjectives. I mean, Trump's really got him in there.
Wow.
Don't forget right reverend. The radical left hardline Trump hater. "She brought her church into the world of politics in a very ungracious way, as opposed to all the hard right Christian conservatives."
Right, because religion has never been political, ever.
"She was nasty in tone and not compelling or smart. She failed to mention the large number of illegal migrants that came to her country and killed people." He then added, "Many were deposited from jails and mental institutions. It's a giant crime wave that is taking place in the USA. Apart from her inappropriate comments, the service was a very boring and uninspiring one. She's not very good at a job. She and her church owe the public an apology."
You know, every woman who dares to stand up to him is nasty, just by definition.
Yep. You know you're doing something right as a woman if Donald Trump calls you nasty and not smart.
And not smart. Definitely not smart. I mean, So all the things, obviously, in my opinion, and I did hear most of this, the opposite world, this bizarro world. And I would also mention this, and I think this speaking truth to power, because, you know, when we pull Donald Trump away to the Truthies and he's got to spend time thumbing out this kind of stuff, You know, he's not cashing checks. He's not, you know, it can be a distraction for us, but it's also a distraction for him. That's I'm down. Point. I'm down. Whatever. If you can get under his skin and in his head, and he has to focus time and energy of the limited time and energy that he has in this White House to respond to the bishop, the radical left, great. That's great. Is the opportunity cost. It's like opposite. That means nothing bad happened during those few minutes, at least other than the insults, Matt.
Yeah, and this was speaking truth directly to power, right in power's face, right in front of power. Power couldn't run away, or, you know, maybe he put his hands over his ears. But I didn't see that. And so this was a model. The reason I wanted to bring this forward was this is a model of how we need to resist. We need to summon the courage to just speak the absolute truth, even if, you know, the person right in front of us is the most powerful person in the world.
And power is given. Don't give it. Here is my new buddy. Number one, gathering for unity and common good.
As a country, we have gathered this morning to pray for unity as a people and a nation. Not for agreement, political or otherwise, but for the kind of unity that fosters community across diversity and division, a unity that serves the common good.
Wow, Trump was right. That's very ungracious.
Oh, and she used the D word, diversity, a couple times in her talk. You couldn't have liked that.
No wonder I was so boring. Let's hear more from the Right Reverend Marion Edgar Buddy. This is what the National Prayer Service, something like that. I don't do all that, so I'm not quite clear on the circumstances. I guess I should be. Let's see. Yes, the Washington National Cathedral, the National Prayer Service. Let's hear more from my new buddy, Talking Truth to Power, cut two.
Unity in this sense is a threshold requirement for people to live in freedom and together in a free society. It is the solid rock, as Jesus said, in this case, upon which to build a nation. It is not conformity. It is not victory. It is not polite weariness or passivity born of exhaustion. Unity is not partisan. Rather, unity is a way of being with one another, that it encompasses and respects our differences, that teaches us to hold multiple perspectives and life experiences as valid and worthy of respect, that enables us in our communities and in the halls of power to genuinely care for one another, even when we disagree.
And he doesn't care for anybody but himself. So that was a dig. Also, you know, she was talking to a lot of us on the Democratic and progressive side when she mentioned weariness and passivity. We can't give up because we're weary. And being politely passive is not the way to go. So I really admired that little passage.
Do we have any more times on this segment? Okay, so we got a few more cuts from, I'm going to call her Reverend Buddy, our new buddy, the National Prayer Service in D.C., Donald Trump sitting right in front of her. And I admire the strength, the clarity, and just the purpose. You know, she went up there and did that, and people need to do that. And if you're
in the mainstream media was just, you know, dealing with the thing she said at the end, which was great, a plea for mercy. But she did a lot more than that. She had a double leg takedown of Trump here and his personality disorder. She really did.
And we're going to dive into more of that. Yes. We have some sound. And folks, you know how we like to roll around here. The last segment of the day. Got to remind you, folks, play along. The last segment of the day, 5:50 Central Time. Tell us something good. We want to end on a high note, on a positive note. You know how we roll. Sometimes the days can get a little long. The topic's a little edgy, a little dark. But we're going to end on something good. Tell us something good at the end of the day. You can join us 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Stick around. We're going to come back with more from the Reverend Buddy, speaking truth to power eloquently. Do you want to know what Jesus would do? You know I do. Come back with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. In a tribute to the beloved Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker, Marcus Theaters is bringing the 1989 comedy Major League back to the big screen. Showings start Friday and will run now for a week. There's special pricing, and a donation of a portion of the proceeds will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. There's no word yet about an official memorial for Uecker. In tonight's State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers will unveil a $300 million proposal to bolster mental health resources in school. The initiative is based on recommendations from DPI Superintendent Jill Underly. It's said to focus on expanding the school-based mental health services program and the peer-to-peer suicide prevention grant program. We'll have coverage of the address tonight right here on 540 WAUK. People in Wisconsin are paying smaller and smaller portions of their income to taxes. However, it's a double-edged sword as cities, towns, and counties can't keep up with inflation. Savannah Tomei Olson breaks it down.
Wisconsinites are paying the lowest tax burden in more than 50 years. That's according to new analysis from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum. The tax burden is the ratio between our income and what we pay in taxes. In 2024, it was 9.6%. That's the lowest in Wisconsin since at least 1970. Overall, taxes paid to the state grew 1.6% in 2024. Meanwhile, local government taxes grew 2.7%. Revenue limits from state lawmakers have led to slower tax increases, but they've also created a situation where municipalities' revenue grows slower than inflation. It illustrates the larger trend here in Wisconsin. Residents may be paying less, but over time, their communities may raise taxes anyway locally to cover expenses. The state currently has a $4 billion surplus.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Beatles and or John Lennon fans will be interested to know that a new documentary about John and Yoko is coming this spring. Magnolia Pictures has announced that One-to-One, John and Yoko, will get an IMAX release April 11th. The film covers an 18-month period of John and Yoko's time in Greenwich Village in the early 1970s and features restored, never-before-seen footage. One-to-One will drop on Max for us streamers in late May of this year. Imagine not getting a role in a movie that is not live-action and has no real humans because the producers tell you, "You look like a Smurf." That is what happened to actor Josh Gad. Gad was up for a role in Avatar in 2009, but was told director James Cameron didn't think he had the right body type. Apparently, Gad has such a strange body, they couldn't even change it with CGI like they did every other actor. For more insights, check out Gad's new book, In Gad We Trust. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy tonight with a few flurries and snow showers and a low in the mid-teens. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, but colder, high only around 20. It does climb to the low 20s on Friday and up to the mid-30s by Saturday with partial sun. Currently, it's 17 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, you know, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
On the next show, Omar the Pharmacist makes his long-awaited return, and we'll talk about how we can improve your health in spite of the cold weather.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Don't forget, last segment of the day, tell us something good. We want our end of the day and all days on a positive, happy, upbeat note.
We try.
Sometimes I forget, 855-752-4842. Our co-host today, our friend Matt Rothschild, joining me from the Madison Studios. Jess P.S. is on the board as well. We are listening to sound of Bishop Buddy. She was at the National Prayer Service along with 11 other faith leaders. Easy for me to say. I don't get it. With the Washington National Cathedral, speaking specifically and directly to Donald Trump in many instances. And when she wasn't speaking to him, Matt, I think he kind of thought maybe she still was. Like, everything's about Trump all the time.
He was right about that this time, because she was giving it to him directly.
We have some of the sound. I think we cut out on cut number three. Reverend Buddy asking, what would Jesus do? Cut number three.
In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus of Nazareth exhorts us to love not only our neighbors, but to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us. To be merciful as our God is merciful, to forgive others as God forgives us. And Jesus went out of his way to welcome those whom his society deemed as outcasts.
Now, Bishop Buddy, Donald Trump later described in his Truthy Social as nasty in tone, not compelling or smart. Let's skip to number six, please, Jess.
Given this, then, is true unity among us even possible? And why should we care about it? Well, I hope we care. I hope we care. Because the culture of contempt that has become normalized in this country threatens to destroy us. We are all bombarded daily with messages from what sociologists now call the outrage industrial complex, some of that driven by external forces whose interests are furthered by a polarized America. Contempt fuels political campaigns and social media, and many profit from that. But it's a worrisome, it's a dangerous way to lead a country.
Wow, culture of contempt. And she uses the word contempt about five times in this sermon. And, you know, Trump is the most contemptuous person on the face of the earth.
And not very Jesus-like, I would just say, for a guy who has his own Bible. You know what I mean?
He couldn't even put his hand on the Bible to be sworn in.
Yeah, but he has many, many favorite verses. We're going to keep going on this one.
It's private to him.
It's so private, yes. Yeah, it's very private.
Also, that was it. That little bit was a dig at the tech giants, too, who are profiting from the culture of contempt and propagating the culture of contempt.
As well as foreign influences.
Yeah, I was going to say, outside agitators. That's a great point. You know, there's profit to be made. There's, you know, if we can, you know, get at each other's throats, that helps our adversaries. And if people make a little bit of money while they're, why not?
Yeah.
If I make a little money, why not? Let's keep going. We have more from
we do indeed.
Bishop Buddy. Let's hear it.
Like Jesus' analogy of building a house of faith on the rock of his teachings as opposed to building a house on sand, the foundations we need for unity must be sturdy enough to withstand the many storms that threaten it. And so what are they? The foundations of unity? Drawing from our sacred traditions and texts, let me suggest that there are at least three.
At least three. Oh, let's hear it, man.
All right, the first.
The first foundation for unity is honoring the inherent dignity of every human being, which is, as all the faiths represented here affirm, the birthright of all people as children of our one God. In public discourse, honoring each other's dignity means refusing to mock or discount or demonize those with whom we differ, choosing instead to respectfully debate our differences, and whenever possible, to seek common ground. And if common ground is not possible, dignity demands that we remain true to our convictions without contempt for those who hold convictions of their own.
Reverend Buddy at the National Prayer Service, the First Foundation, Human Dignity. I can see why Trump had a problem with this. Let's keep going. Second Foundation.
Yeah. And who could she be talking about who mocks people all the time?
Right.
Chief mocker.
Second Foundation for Unity is honesty in both private conversation and public discourse. If we're not willing to be honest, there's no use in praying for unity because our actions work against the prayers themselves. We might, for a time, experience a false sense of unity among some, but not the sturdier, broader unity that we need to address the challenges that we face.
First Foundation, Human Dignity. Second, Honesty. Now let's hear number three, please, Jess.
And the third and last foundation I'll mention today is Foundation for Unity is humility, which we all need because we are all fallible human beings.
What?
We make mistakes.
What?
We say and do things that we later regret. We have our blind spots and our biases, and perhaps we are most dangerous to ourselves and others when we are persuaded without a doubt that we are absolutely right and someone else is absolutely wrong. Because then we are just a few steps from labeling ourselves as the good people versus the bad people. And the truth is that we're all people. We're both capable of good and bad. Alexander Solzhenitsyn once astutely observed that the line separating good and evil passes not through states, not between classes, nor between political parties, but right through every human heart, through all human hearts. And the more we realize this, the more room we have within ourselves for humility and openness to one another across our differences, because in fact, we are more like one another than we realize, and we need each other.
Reverend Buddy at the National Prayer Service at the Washington National Cathedral. A couple more from the Reverend. Let's play them.
This is moving out of, it appears this may not have been scripted, that she sort of ended her remarks on these foundations of unity and then moved to a private plea.
Let me make one final plea, Mr. President.
Oh.
Millions have put their trust in you. And as you told the nation yesterday, you have felt the providential hand of a loving God. In the name of our God, I ask you to have mercy upon the people in our country who are scared now. There are gay, lesbian, and transgender children in Democratic, Republican, and independent families, some who fear for their lives. And the people who pick our crops and clean our office buildings, who labor in poultry farms and meatpacking plants, who wash the dishes after we eat in restaurants and work the night shifts in hospitals, they may not be citizens or have the proper documentation, but the vast majority of immigrants are not criminals. They pay taxes and are good neighbors. They are faithful members of our churches, mosques, synagogues, wadara, and temples. I ask you to have mercy, Mr. President, on those in our communities whose children fear that their parents will be taken away, and that you help those who are fleeing war zones and persecution in their own lands to find compassion and welcome here. Our God teaches us that we are to be merciful to the stranger, for we were all once strangers in this land.
And we have one final cut, the closing remarks, Reverend Buddy. Let's hear it.
May God grant us the strength and courage to honor the dignity of every human being, to speak the truth to one another in love, and walk humbly with each other and our God for the good of all people, good of all people in this nation and the world. Amen.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That was the Reverend Buddy speaking at the National Prayer Service. One of those cuts directly to the president. And let's see, what was the critique from the president after? Just a little highlight. The so-called bishop was a radical left hardline Trump hater. She's very ungracious the way she brought her church in the world of politics. She's nasty in tone, not compelling or smart.
See, I found her tone welcoming, gentle.
Yeah.
Guiding. Encouraging.
I wish I could have that tone. I mean, it was measured. I thought all the God stuff aside, yes, absolutely. The heart, the truth, you know, the foundations of what you talk about, human dignity, honesty, humility, mercy. Now, I don't believe in God save or any of the 11 religions that were there today, any of that. But I do believe in human dignity, in honesty, and some humility, and mercy. Yes, absolutely. That's the community. She talked about the common good and the unity. How is that nasty? I'm sorry, Matt, please. What are your thoughts in the context of Trump's criticism?
Yeah, I mean, she said what desperately needed to be said, and directly to the person who needed to hear it, and to the rest of us. And as Jess said, yeah, it was a very calm voice from a slender woman, not imposing physically, but imposing morally. And just saying to someone who has no respect for human dignity, who can't tell the truth to save his life, who has no humility, that actually human dignity, honesty, and humility is what we need in this country. And it was a direct rebuttal to his inauguration speech where he talked, you know, about unity in a real bogus way and, you know, wasn't honest or humble at all. And here is a guy who's got tremendous power over people's lives. And yet people are fearing for their lives today, whether you're LGBT or whether you are an undocumented person or in a family with undocumented people. There's just tremendous fear out there. So she was right to recognize that and bring it forward. So I just have great admiration for Bishop Buddy and the courage it took for her to just lay it all out there right in front of Trump.
Likewise, Matt, I thought she did a fine job. And I, you know, the message is the message. And if you listen to that, and if you're one of the, you know, religious folks in this world, even if you're mega, if you're not, whatever the case is, if you're a believer in you know, some afterlife, and maybe it's Jesus, maybe it's something else, how can you listen to those words and think that that's nasty and that's terrible and ungracious? You know what I'm saying? So consider the source and the criticism of President Trump. I just admire the strength. And I think it's something that people need to really do in all aspects of your life. I mean, we're in this space. You know what
we're
I mean?
We're here now.
We're here. Yeah. We're here. And what are the core foundational principles, if not human dignity and honesty and humility and forgiveness and mercy? You know, I went to public high school, public grade school, Catholic high school. So I wasn't like trained in all the stuff, but I've heard all that before from those who claim to be faithful, those who claim they want to ascend to heaven after their mortal time on earth is done. I've never heard anything like that from Donald Trump. 855-752-4842. We've got a couple of callers. We'll get to you as well, but you got to tell us something good. Our next segment, you got to tell us something good. Matt brought something to the table. I think Jess will be here. And a couple of callers will squeeze you in as well. But, we have your comments, but you also got to throw in something good. Folks, this is the Dom Salvia Show. Come back with us one last segment, 855-752-4842.
A
new choice. Milwaukee's Real News and Great Conversation, 540 WAUK.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything.
Give me a dome anytime. I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. I want to see great athletes being great athletes.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Is there an absolute right and wrong in things and in society?
Sure.
So somebody on the other side is clearly supporting something that is wrong, and I'm supposed to...
Well, it's a two-way street. I think if we all would become open to talk and dialogue, we could get somewhere. The space between you can only be bridged by trying to understand what it is the other person is thinking and why.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
A voice for real news and great conversation in Milwaukee. 540 WAUK.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now, 855-752-4842. But you got to tell us something good. I am inspired by a Reverend buddy, Mark from Sussex, chimes in. What, Dom had a sermon? Yeah, man, I went to go sing. I didn't believe any of it, but I certainly can appreciate the love in the air, man. When you feel the love, love is love, and I love the love. 855-752-4842. Matt. You came today with something good. Tell me about it, man.
Well, I've got two good things. One is I saw 55 goldfinches out on my railing I was feeding this morning.
Wow.
I saw the picture you posted. Was it yesterday?
Or yesterday. Oh, yeah, that was a record. Beautiful. So 55.
Wow.
You got to feed the birds, especially in this cold. But I brought a poem from Ada Lee Moen, who is the U.S. Poet Laureate. I'd seen her speak in Madison about 6 months ago, bought her book called Carrying, an incredible book. Highly recommend it. And I think we have this poem, don't we, Jess?
Indeed.
Let's hear it.
Instructions on not giving up. More than the fuchsia funnels breaking out of the crab apple tree. More than the neighbor's almost obscene display of cherry limbs shoving their cotton candy-colored blossoms to the slate sky of spring rains. It's the greening of the trees that really gets to me. When all the shock of white and taffy, the world's baubles and trinkets leave the pavement strewn with the confetti of aftermath, the leaves come, patient, plodding, a green skin growing over whatever winter did to us, a return to the strange idea of continuous living. Despite the mess of us, the hurt, the empty. Fine then, I'll take it, the tree seems to say, a new slick leaf unfurling like a fist to an open palm. I'll take it all.
Oh, I do love that. That's Ada Lee Moen reading her poem, Instructions on Not Giving Up. And we can't give up. We need to keep being patient. We need to keep plotting, as she says there. So I love that. I think we need that kind of advice at a time like this.
The leaves will come.
Yeah.
Jess, you got anything you want to share?
I do.
All right.
I protected my time, my well-being, by turning off my notifications, saying I love you to all my friends, and then putting my phone away and playing some video games with my husband.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what did you play?
Baldur's Gate 3.
Oh, is that like a...
It is 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons turned into a video game, and it's a lot of fun.
Really?
It's so much fun.
Do you have like characters? You build characters up and all? All
right. I've got a paladin going right now, so she smacks things real hard, but also with holy vengeance.
Oh, is it like a computer game or a console game?
It's on console or PC. Playing it on a PS5.
All right. 855-752-4842. I'm going to squeeze this one out there. I know in my heart, I always want to be honest with you folks. And I have to tell you something's been bothering me the last couple of days. I talked about the band Badfinger. And I talked about how I played some music. And in example of that, we played a song called I Got a Line on You, which was done by Spirit. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that's not the same band as Badfinger, but I expressed in my telling of the story, because it was on my Badfinger playlist, that I commingle the two. So the song I Got a Line on You is not by Badfinger, of course. It's by Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me for 2 days.
It really did. It's been
bothering me. And so I just got to tell you, I say it when I mean it, man. I'm here to be as honest as I possibly can. And if I ever so rarely get it wrong, I guarantee you I will correct the record. Please hold me to it.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if that's what keeps you up at night, guy,
I tell you, I couldn't
you've been
believe
leading
it.
A good life.
I was like, how can I mix that up, man?
We got off the show on Monday, and he just put his head in his hands and went, "I said it wrong."
That's the worst thing you've done. You're good.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Jess. 855-752-4842. I got a line in you. If we could hear that, it'd be great too. Let's get to the phones. Last couple of minutes here. Alan from Jackson, you are up. Welcome, Alan. What do you got for us?
Hey, yeah. So a lot of people on both sides, Democrats and Republicans, have been throwing around this word unity. I've got kind of a hot take on that, and that is, you know, there are few that have been more unified than Germany in 1939.
Mm.
And this regime is not one I'm going to get unified under. So they can take their unity and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Right. Great point. I guess it depends on the context, right? Wisco Paul, you'll have the last word. Welcome. What do you got for us?
I'd like to report gas prices are down, but they're up. Basically down, the GOP is dead of the party. It's a Trump party. So the good news is civic media is still on the air. You haven't been shut down yet, so that's great.
Not yet. Not yet. Thanks for the call, Paul. You know, the night is young. We'll see what happens. Some of the texters, Todd from DePere says, tell you something good. Trump has less than 4 full years in office, albeit 2 days less than 4 years. Every day closer to 1/20/29. Counts. Yes, it's the little things.
It's the little things. Andrew from Maine shares something good. He was able to donate blood.
Nice, Andrew. Well
Apparently,
done.
Last time he tried, he couldn't meet the requirements, but this time he could, and that is definitely something good.
Right on. Thank you, Andrew. I want to thank our co-host today, Matt Rothschild. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on Wednesdays, my friend. Hopefully we'll do it again next week. I want to thank Jess P.S. working hard on the board, on the cuts. And, of course, all you fine folks, thank you for listening. Stick around. Pete Schwabba is coming up next. And also, Civic Media special coverage of the State of the State Address, Governor Evers, starts just before 7 p.m., hosted by Civic Media's own Todd Alba and Dan Schaefer. Stick around. Lots of stuff coming. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Real news, great conversation from Milwaukee and beyond. 540 WAUK. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio joins us to talk about President Biden's pardon of Leonard Peltier. Also, this shouldn't be a thing. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Matt Nair on air.
Robotaxis made by Zooks are slated to hit the streets of California later on this year. Rides will initially be free for people who agree to test it out. You go first. Wait,
have you ever wanted to drive in a four-person casket with no driver?
My biggest sticking point about this is the name. Zooks is a cartoon character.
Yeah. Do you think when he just drives, he's going...
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News special report. More Southern Californians are evacuating with a new wildfire growing quickly in strong winds. The Hughes Fire is near Castaic Lake, just north of Santa Clarita. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jeff Nguyen is there.
We are hearing some of the Sheriff's Department vehicles on their loudspeakers asking journalists and other people to move down the road as this thing comes closer to us.
The fire grew to 5,000 acres in just a couple of hours. CBS News Los Angeles reporter Jasmine Veal says winds are gusting above 30 miles per hour.
19,000 people under this evacuation order, and this is why. These winds are erratic. Like I said, we are not only getting blasted by the smoke, but ash hitting us in the face, large chunks of the burning trees and bushes. The fire gear that we have on is protective. This is what we've been trained for, but it's been being hit by this ash and just leaving black marks.
Another new fire in San Diego prompted evacuations. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.